Hello, and welcome to the podcast. Hey guys, welcome to the Three Guys and Ties podcast. This is Michael.
This is Matt.
And we have a special guest with us.
Oh yeah.
Back at it again from the Rose Garden.
Here I am.
The original disciple himself, Tony Corley. How are you doing, friend?
I'm doing good, brother. Thanks
for
having me.
You know him from the Rose Garden. You know him from the Mouthpiece podcast. You know him from your mom's house late at night. It's yep. Tony Corley.
It's me. Thank you guys for having
me. You know him from just looking like a sexy son of a bitch that he is. Ain't that right?
Hey, I try, man. I show up and I look good.
Dude,
and I get
you look
content.
About like stage. Don't lie. Don't lie to the people.
There is a visual representation in the minds of listeners that is not accurate. Yeah, I mean, I'm just
you're
gonna
stage
say,
three something leukemia or.
Well, listen. Here's the thing. You know, if one was to start a GoFundMe for me, there would be a little bit of money that would be accrued through that. I feel like.
I mean, we could make it work.
I know you, and I still would donate.
Matt's the one setting up the fucking GoFundMe. He's the first donor.
I'll
dude.
Do it. Yeah.
It's a money racket.
All right. That's on the list of things to do. You guys been doing well? I haven't seen you all in a while, I feel like.
Been doing good.
We don't ever work together anymore. I work with Matt or with Michael, but I don't ever see you anymore.
Nah.
Are you been working out? You look kind of buff.
No, dude. Just a tighter shirt.
It's
an optical illusion.
That's a polite way of saying that you don't look good.
No. When you walked in, I was like, I don't know if Matt's been working out, but I'm kind of turned off.
I love you, God. I'm jacked.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, me and Matt are going to start working out like first thing in the morning, like starting tomorrow.
I'll go.
Monday through Friday.
What do you do tomorrow?
We're going at like 8 a.m. tomorrow.
8 a.m. tomorrow?
Yeah.
Well, tomorrow we have a meeting tomorrow.
After the meeting. Is yeah. What we're doing.
Well, I open. I can't do tomorrow, but.
We're going Monday through Friday, 6 a.m.
Okay.
All right.
Done.
It sounded good when we talked about it.
You know, now, what I mean? Now that it's tomorrow, you're like, ah.
Like, ah, shit.
He was already like, hey, let's just go ahead and do it before the meeting tomorrow. And I was like, or after. Let's shoot for after.
Yeah, right? we talked about going to the gym together like 3 fucking months ago. We talked about it. And then we were like, yeah, we'll do it at 6 a.m. We'll do all this shit. And then we never did.
Listen, dude.
So, like,
you.
We were talking about it the other day, and I was like, man, let's just do it on Thursday. He's like, okay. Now I'm second guessing it as well, but it's okay.
I have had the Planet Fitness app on my phone for 3 months now.
Well, that's where we're going.
I haven't been to Planet Fitness once.
Do you have the membership?
Nope.
No, you got the app?
The app.
Why do you have the app and not a membership?
Hold up. What does a gym app do?
Hold on.
We're having pizza Mondays.
I downloaded the app and I was like, I'm going to get a gym membership. Every day I get on that app, I'm like, that's not a good enough deal for me.
Really?
Every
it's
time
like
I'm
20
like,
bucks a month.
It's $10 a month if you don't take a friend.
Every time I go on there, I'm like, they've got to get a better deal if they want me over there. And it's just
How
another
they
way.
Be 10 bucks,
I know. It's just another way of me telling myself I don't want to fucking work out tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, speaking of getting in shape, did you guys see the Jake Paul? Is it Jake Paul?
Yeah, Jake Paul.
In the Tyron Woodley fight?
Yeah, I did. I watched it live.
I assume you did, Tony. I assume you didn't.
Michael. I didn't. I feel like Jake Paul won.
Yeah, he did.
Sure. We'll call it that.
No.
Sure.
So you don't think he won?
I mean, I guess. I think it was all, it's all a stage.
Okay.
Like, everything's rigged to a level. And not in a conspiratorial way. I get it. It's entertaining. But, I mean, sure. Yeah, he won, I guess. I mean,
so
like.
So, do you think the other guy was just, like, a better fighter? Or?
What he thinks what happened is that the guy that Jake Paul's fighting, he thinks that he didn't go to his full potential.
Yes.
So, that way they can make it a good fight and bounce off of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he threw the fight. He was, I mean, he wasn't even winded, really, by the end of it. He's like.
Oh, so there was no knockout. It was
No,
it was
the
called.
Dude's not even sweaty. And it's like. Yeah, sure. I mean, he got hit more. I'll give him that.
He was definitely winded. Looking at the fight, so here's what I think, because I watched the fight, and you guys know I follow fights a lot. There's two ways to think about it in the average viewer's eyes. A lot of people think, you know, one person won the fight, but the other one won the sport, right? So.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying? So Jake Paul definitely won the sport. And what I mean by that is he landed more jabs.
Okay.
He controlled the timing of the fight a lot better. He controlled the ring a lot better. Tyron Woodley landed a solid punch that put Jake Paul against the ropes.
In the ropes!
Yeah, and he could have finished him, but he didn't. That's why everybody thinks that it was staged, because Tyron Woodley definitely could have finished the fight if he wanted to.
He didn't follow up on a moment where, if you watched actual boxers, as soon as Tyson got you in the ropes, he would absolutely light your ass
up. Was it a boxing or like MMA?
It was boxing.
It was boxing.
Okay. And I thought Jake Paul did MMA.
No. He fought an MMA fighter. In boxing.
Oh, that's when he fought Floyd Mayweather.
No, that was Logan Paul.
Oh, my God. I didn't know they both fucking boxed.
They both do, bro.
Here's the thing.
Nate Robinson.
That's a basketball player.
Yeah, they won and fought Nate Robinson.
Who won that one?
Jake Paul. Jake Paul knocked him out.
Nate Robinson's like my height. Like,
dude, I will say Jake Paul beat Nate Robinson's
ass. He knocked his ass out.
Okay, it wasn't Nate Robinson. Actually, Nate Robinson's a little taller than me. What, he's like 5'7", 5'9"?
He's 5'9", 5'10".
Okay, 5'9", 5'10".
Yeah.
How tall is Jake Paul?
Like 6'3".
No. Logan Paul's about 6'3", but Jake Paul's like...
It don't start with a 5,
he's
brother. Come on.
He's 6 foot on the dot, I would say.
We're going to figure it out.
Google it, because he's not 6'3". He's probably 6 foot.
My opinion on
6'1".
This is...
He's 6'1"? We met in the middle. There we go.
Hey. So, I mean, that's a good like three inches. And what? Hey, Robinson, what... Didn't he retire like 10 years ago from basketball?
He was athletic. He's a very athletic person, but it doesn't matter how athletic you are or how good of shape. Like, there's a certain combination of things. You have to train.
You have to train. You have to have weight.
He didn't train at all.
Dude, he didn't train at all.
That's his fault.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm ready to see the Mountain and...
The Mountain from Game of Thrones?
Eddie Strong or whatever.
I didn't know that was happening.
Bro,
the Mountain from Game of Thrones?
The Mountain from Game of Thrones. Hoff Bjor Thornton or whatever his
name is. Isn't he the strongest man in the world?
Yeah, he picked up like a fucking redwood, like an entire, like, dude.
He's out there lifting fucking Toyota Camrys and shit.
One of my favorite meme pictures is, it's a picture of him and his wife, and then it shows a hamster trying to eat a banana. It just makes me laugh every time. It's a guaranteed laugh if you ever want to see
me Google.
You waited
until I took a sip of my coffee to say that one.
It's just this little hamster and a fucking banana bigger than its head. But yeah, I'm ready to see that.
Dude,
that,
what kind of fucking idiot's going to fight the Mountain?
The guy that holds the world record for like deadlift. Or
yeah, I mean, he's okay. Also a very large human being.
Dude, I used to work with this guy. His name's Dylan, and he's like, he competes in the strongman competitions. And he's like in the top 20 strongest people in the fucking world.
Really?
Used to work with him at McDonald's. He quit very funnily from McDonald's.
Does he?
How'd he quit?
Yeah, let's go into that.
I want to hear this.
We've talked a lot about poop on this podcast.
I don't give a shit.
Pun intended.
Okay, Tony. Okay, so he came into work one day. He was he came in at like 4 or 5, something like that. And he gets to work, puts on his apron. We're working in the kitchen, and our manager comes back, and he was like, "Hey, Dylan, something happened in the bathroom. Sorry, you gotta go. Like, you need to go clean it."
You're the guy.
He was like, "No, I'm not."
You're the guy. And he was like, "Yeah, I got you. Whatever." Takes his apron off. And I don't remember the manager. But he took his apron off. Doesn't matter. Takes his apron off. Goes to the bathroom. He's gone for an hour and a half. He comes back. And that was it. Like, he didn't fucking... I think that's where he quit. He's just like, "I'm not fucking working."
He's like, "Not a chance." What did he do for an hour and a half, though? Did he try
to clean
it?
I quit a job.
Oh, he cleaned it.
Oh,
he cleaned it. I asked him what happened. And somebody had taken a present out of the toilet. And...
Did some art.
Yeah.
Booty art.
They drew a picture on a wall.
Did some booty art.
So, yeah.
A Picasso.
Yep. I tell you what, people use the McDonald's bathroom.
Picasso.
Picasso. Dude, I quit a job one time for the same thing. They were like, this old woman had like explosive diarrhea all over the wall and the toilet. And I was like, yeah, you got to clean it up. And this was at like a Belk. It wasn't a Belk, but I don't want to name the place. So, it was like a Belk.
JCPenney's.
And so I worked with like...
Just kidding. I don't fucking
like
know.
Like 7 50-year-old women. And it was like me and this old biker dude that did like the whole stock room and everything. But they're like, "Yeah, you're going to have to clean that up." And I was like, "Yeah, I'm just not going to do that."
I don't think I'm going to do that at all.
But you're going to. And I was like, "Well, I'm 17. So I'm like,
I got a little spunk under your ass too.
Dude, I go in there and I'm just like, "Okay, watch this." And so I'm just like sniffing it in to the point where it makes me throw up. Yeah. And then I walk out and I was like, "I tried and I threw up. So I definitely can't
clean
it up."
You doubled up.
Somebody's going to have to go clean
it
all now.
That's savage. I love it.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to be like, "Yeah, then I added to the artwork."
I mean, I guess I did with vomit, but I'm no Picasso, so.
Oh, you're true. A vomicasso. That was bad. I'm sorry. I was trying to do your joke, but I just came off
so
a lot worse.
Tying, I know this is complete 180, but tying back to what you said about the Jake Paul fight, this just entered my brain. You know what the best fight to make really is?
Okay, I could see a couple here. Paul and Tyson. Or Paul McGregor.
Why are people fighting these legends?
Well, listen, it's big money.
Tyson's an actual boxer, but it would be like the same Roy Jones fight where it's like, hey, please don't
break. Tyson?
Yes.
That will never happen.
Please don't break this dude's face.
Mike Tyson would murder him. Murder.
Yeah, he would in real life, but we live in this fucking simulation of everything is like staged.
There's two fights to make.
McGregor.
The money-making fight and the real one.
No, both of them are money-making
bro.
Fights. That's the only way we
bro.
Do fights in this
world. They fight each other. Paul versus
That's
Paul.
That's what I was going to say.
Dude.
Jake Paul versus Conor McGregor and Jake Paul versus Logan Paul. Those
Dude,
are the two
they
fights.
They go WWE and, with it. Tag team.
And Jake Paul versus Logan Paul outsells Jake Paul versus Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
I think people
would
pay.
That would be crazy. But they go, okay, they merge WWE in it. They go tag team.
Ooh.
They swap out rounds.
Logan Paul's in the WWE now.
The Paul brothers versus the Diaz brothers.
The fake wrestling?
Yeah.
Why?
Whoa.
It's money.
Fake? Come on, buddy.
Yeah. Don't say
we're not talking about the moon landing. We're talking about WWE.
You're telling me Jeff Hardy was fake when he was jumping off the ropes?
I can't wait till we set up cameras in here, because next time you say the moon landing's fake, I'm knocking you out. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It is. I fucking lost. Oh, yeah, so Jake Paul versus Conor McGregor, that's going to be one of the fights to make if Dana White lets it happen. I think he would let that one happen. And Jake Paul versus Logan Paul, that would be like...
Yeah, I think a lot of people would pay some good money to see that. I have zero dogs in this race.
See, here's...
Speaking of WWE real quick.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, I went to micro wrestling.
I'm going in like a month or two, actually, with Asher.
Oh my! Have you guys
want to go?
I know what it is. I've never been.
How much is
go?
It?
Do you
I'll
go?
Go again, dude. That was fun.
It's like $25, bro, and we're gonna get sloshed.
Bro, I don't need to get canceled. And
you're going?
No, dude.
We're buying your ticket. You're going,
Micro, dude. Listen, that was fun. I that was fun. I went to 50-50. I think
I will not go. I will not go sober,
dude. No, like I went. We sat ringside because it was Mason's birthday, and I bought the tickets, and I was like,
dude, we could do shrooms and really be
entertained. Oh, my God. I'm doing them. We're doing it. We're doing it. We're doing it.
Yeah.
We're not doing that.
We're not doing that.
I will go. I will drink.
I will drink. Yeah, I will also drink. I'm not going to take I'm not gonna take mushrooms and then I'm not going to take mushrooms
and then go watch
hallucinate.
Dude, come on.
How about this, guys? I will do the mushrooms and watch the micro wrestling, and you guys can just enjoy my experience.
Dude, I will say, man, they're violent. Like, man, they're doing like flips off the ropes.
So they did like the chairs and tables
and
ladders.
Yeah, man, like it's like legit wrestling.
How big are the ladders? Are they real ladders or are they small ladders?
They're like 4 foot ladders.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a
they're
step
stepping.
Stool.
They're stepping.
It's a damn step stool they got out there.
Oh my God.
They pick up like the kids' table chairs, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah. You know those like.
Dude, what they should do is they should have micro wrestling, but every single one of them dresses up like the little version of like a legend.
They do that. They already.
You know
do
what
that.
I mean?
They already do that.
You need to get caught up to date on your micro
like
wrestling.
Like the mini
knowledge.
Hulk Hogan.
Done.
They do that. It's.
You're gonna find out when we go because we are going.
When is it?
I looked with Ashley. There's a couple dates in October. I think we could go.
I'll do it.
And it's in Knoxville. It's only gonna be a 2-hour drive.
I'll do it. Dude, it's so much fun.
But it's got to be a bro trip. We got to get sloshed. We got to go. And we can't just sit there and just watch. You got to go crazy.
I mean, I watched it. I mean, I had beer. Like, I was at a bar, so I didn't get drunk. But I was, like, drinking, like, a couple beers. And listen, even moderately buzzed.
It looks like a
fucking
killer time.
It's so much fun. I thought...
We'll vlog that one.
It'll
vlog.
End up being a... I just know if I go, it's going to be like, oh, get his little ass, and I'm going to be saying stuff like
that's
that
okay.
The whole time.
That's okay.
I thought it was going to be dumb. Mason wanted to do it. I'm a good friend. I bought him tickets, and I was like, let's go do it, right? I thought it was going to be dumb. I thought I wasted like $60 for the two of us, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. Zero regrets.
Dude, I want to work for their market. So you get like the legends, or like the mini legends, and then you get like one normal size guy, and he's Godzilla. And then you dress up a bunch of them as like Japanese people. And then you've got that fight going. They're just like holding on to him and he's just walking around.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't want to get canceled, but let's dress them up.
Dude, think of this idea.
This is why I shouldn't go.
I think it's a great idea. I told Asher this the other day just to see what he thought about it. So I was thinking for my...
They're dressed up as little baseballs and a tall dude's as a baseball bat, just like headbutting them.
Dude, I was telling Asher this the other day, and so for my 1 year anniversary, I wanted to like surprise Grace and be like, yeah, babe, we're gonna go to this nice crazy restaurant. I got a whole night planned out for us. And she's like, all right, and it's a surprise, right? And then I take her to micro wrestling.
Oh, dude.
Bro.
How bad do you think she would be, bro?
I mean, dude, honestly, like at first,
I would love
in,
it. I think that'd be great.
First, listen, I'm telling you, at first walking in, she's like, why did we get married? What the fuck did I do?
But
once she sits there and she watches the show, it's like 2 hours
once
long.
Once she sees a 3'9" guy swanton bomb another one off the top fucking ropes, there's no way you're not hooked for life.
Dude, it is.
Have y'all been to like Medieval Times or anything like that?
No. I always wanted to.
I almost went to one in Chicago, but I couldn't. They weren't having any shows.
You know,
I could go.
You know what we should start doing, boys?
Go into Chicago to go to Medieval Times? What?
Dude, there's one in like
once.
Seven
listen,
hours
once
away.
Once we bring visual to this,
yeah,
we should start going to as many fucking crazy events as possible.
Yeah, like.
And
like,
recording it.
Yes.
That'd be dope.
Like, we go to the Medieval, and we have to dress up, and we have to do, like, compete.
Bro, okay, so I didn't really want to bring this up on the podcast, and like, on the actual show, because I didn't want to get people's hopes up in case it didn't happen, but fuck it. Are you guys ready?
Okay.
I think I've told you. Here's the big idea with Zach. So, Zach's a pilot. You've been in his, you've flown with him, right?
Yeah, I've been in his plane.
We're planning on recording an episode in that plane.
That would be fucking nuts.
Yeah, we're going to be flying over JC, Kingsport, wherever, and...
Have to have video. You have to have.
Well, yeah, dude. I can. So we can make that work. We can just do that with our phones. Like, even if we don't have like the GoPros or whatever.
Four men die in a plane trying to record a podcast.
I'm about to get Kobe Bryant out here.
We're gonna mess up the frequencies in the fucking plane because of all the electronics.
Look, that's
we brought
the one
with us.
Time when you ask somebody if they have the Mamba mentality, you want them to say no. Yeah. Zach, do you have the Mamba mentality? Please don't.
He's like, I don't. Yeah. I don't.
I don't have it at all.
But dude, think that about would be that. So cool, though.
Think about that, though.
I'd rather not think about dying.
Dude, thinking
next
about
not
that.
That.
On that same topic, you should be able to like have a brief Q&A with whoever pilot you have.
Yeah,
but right? Dude, like a passenger plane's like 100 people. You think he's gonna be like,
okay, maybe a general? Hey, we'll vote through 5 questions or something. But here's the thing, because you want to make sure that guy's got something going on. Like, hey, man, how's the marriage going?
Oh, yeah.
The kid?
Yeah, his life's
going
good.
Oh, yeah, you
good.
Know, my wife left me and took the children. Okay, I'm not flying today.
Oh, cool. Sounds like I'm going to fly with
exactly.
A different airline.
Zach, I feel safe. He just had a kid. He's got a wife. He's got a career. Everything's good.
You don't want to get in a plane and the pilot's first words are, man, I fucking hate my life. And you're like, wait, what?
It's like that.
What'd you say?
Hello, everybody. Life is a dark pit today, yeah. But let's go to Chicago. Not, no, dude.
Like, exactly.
I've got a gun. Get me off of the plane.
But I think
fucking take me away, please.
I do think we should do vlogs where we go to like the medieval thing, whatever we have to dress up. We go to micro
so
wrestling.
We go to all these like small towns.
Yes,
dude.
Yeah, county fair where they got the big blue ox.
And we set up a table and we just talk and let people come up to us and we're like, sit down.
Dude,
take a seat.
We can take the recorder with us anywhere. Like that is like legitimately can't do that.
That would be so fucking fun, bro.
There's something in Chicago I've been trying to do for 3 years now, but so they do this thing in Chicago and I cannot think of the name of it, but when I was up there somebody was telling me about it. Where they get a bunch of people and you have a bunch of infected people and a bunch of survivors.
Oh.
They let the infected people out. The survivors have to just run away from them. And the whole goal, I mean, it's like an event. Like you got to, and hey, we have a couple Chicago listeners. So tell me the name of it. Like if you're hearing that, tell me the name of it so I can better prepare. And then we'll do it all together. But like they have infected people. They have survivors. The survivors get let loose. The infected people get let loose. You have like foam weapons. Like you're just getting the fuck away. I've been trying to do that for 3 years, but something has happened every year where I couldn't do it. So the first year, the reason I couldn't go is it was happening the day I was leaving, so I couldn't do it, right? The next year was it was happening in October. Kayla and I got married in October, and I was like, Kayla, we'll just honeymoon in Chicago, and we'll do this thing. Well, it happened an hour after I got married, so we missed that one. And then last year was the pandemic.
Dude,
so
y'all could have done it like... Well, no, because I was at your wedding. It was a little ways away from Chicago.
Yeah, just...
I was like, dude, just run over there afterwards.
Just a tight 12-hour drive. It's nothing.
That's
nothing, but
nothing to worry
just
about.
Well, 9 hours. It was 9 hours for me.
It was, yeah, 12 hours. It was like 11, I guess. That was...
I'm down.
My least favorite drive I've ever made in my life was driving home.
But dude,
from
we
Chicago.
Were like, you know, the Gatorade bottle pee and that kind of stuff. We were
dude. Our drive to
set.
Chicago was fine, but our drive back from Chicago, one of the guys hadn't slept in 4 days, and the other guy drove his like first 3 hours, then got drunk in the back seat, so I had to drive the other 7 hours. It sucked. Yeah.
That sounds tough. It's tough being the responsible one.
Okay. Yeah. One last thing. We keep going back to the boxing. One final thought on that. Because at first I was like, this is great for boxing. There's so much exposure. People are getting interested in it. It's, my opinion shifted. It's good for boxing, but bad for boxers. Because a celebrity can come in. You can't tell me if Ninja wanted to fight a legitimate boxer that they wouldn't set it up. You know, they definitely would, but these kids that have spent their entire life trying to make a breakthrough, it's like, dude, you should have really just focused on YouTube and you could fight whoever and make big money.
Well, here's the thing is these kids that have, you know, fought their whole lives trying to make a breakthrough, trying to be the biggest, best boxer, most of them aren't gonna be, period. They're just not. And there's so many boxers. Dre, who was on my podcast 2 episodes ago, he's ranked 2nd in the country right now. He's the 2nd ranked boxer in his weight class in the country for his age. Damn. He's not fighting in any, you know, money fights. There's too many fighters.
Yeah, he also works at Denny's. So
yeah, I mean, but the thing is these money fights that these celebrities are putting on, it is good for the sport because the numbers in Instagram followers and things like that for these fighters are going up just for being on the cards with these celebrities.
If you can get it on that card.
Yeah, if you can get on that card. But even if not, you know how many people watch the Jake Paul fight that were not boxing fans that just by association are going to know other boxers, which are going to leave them to other boxers now?
I do feel like it kind of like tinged the... Because like before, dude, it was like Mayweather, hundreds of millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. But he like grinded, earned that shit.
Yeah.
Tyson. Like you get all these like Pacquiao, these really big guys. And I like, what's the kid? Garcia.
Yeah. Ryan Garcia. He's legit.
He does this perfect mix of that dude's a legit ass fighter.
Yeah. And he's an entertainer.
And he's an entertainer.
Yeah. He's an influencer.
Hey, can I say something? Because I know nothing about boxing, about something you said a second ago, Matt. You talked about Dre working at Denny's.
Man, fuck Denny's, bro.
Dude, fuck Denny's. That is... Have you guys ever eaten Denny's?
You guys Waffle House kind of people?
Dude, that's Waho from Theo Von. Die, boy.
Yeah, I agree.
That's from Theo Von specifically.
Denny's, they don't really care about you.
Dude, fuck Denny's,
dude,
bro.
Have you guys ever eaten Denny's?
I have, and I regretted it.
Dude, I've eaten Denny's twice in my life, and both times I thought I got food poisoning.
Well, you know,
I really did.
The thing is when you go to Denny's, you think that a fight could break out at any moment, right?
Well,
let me push this thought through.
Okay.
Because this is something that's true.
That was loud as shit.
At a Denny's, well, he's got a fucking 7-gallon jug over there of water.
I don't
water.
Know if they'll hear
Stay
that.
Hydrated.
I don't know if the microphone picked that up.
It
but
did.
Man, I thought an earthquake just
happened.
The
foundation of this house just sunk 2 feet deeper.
Bro, it puts off a beautiful vibrato, so Jeez. Leave it alone.
So,
hold
at
on,
Denny's,
is that Kool-Aid in there?
No, I do chocolate milk. I do a gallon of chocolate milk a day.
Chalky milk?
Yeah, chalky milk.
So at a Denny's, dude, a fight could break out at any fucking moment, and it's just a fucking free-for-all. At a Waffle House, a fight could break out at any moment, and the workers got your back.
Dude,
okay.
My thing with Denny's is, for someone who spends as much money as advertising as Denny's does,
yeah.
They could afford to put a little bit of that back in their food.
Low quality food, high quality advertising.
Yeah, dude.
Waffle House, the exact opposite.
High quality food. I mean, it has a little ashy taste to it sometimes.
Little to no advertising, some would say.
Yeah, I've never seen a Waffle
Hidden
House
gem.
Commercial.
I don't think I have either. But
to put Waffle House into perspective, the first time I ever went to one, this guy was trying to sell Xanax out in the parking lot.
Sounds about right.
And then
it's like an amusement park of a restaurant, man.
Yeah. One of the last times I went, bro, the workers got in a huge fight.
Oh, God.
And I'm just sitting there eating my ham and eggs, boy. You know,
dude,
they literally, this girl starts flipping out because she said somebody took her tips and is like going off on the cook, on the manager.
Going crazy.
Yeah, then they escorted her out via force.
Yeah. I mean, I'd find someone over that.
They removed that bitch. I mean, they took her out.
Dude. I will say, Waffle House, I've seen people get arrested while eating at other establishments, but Waffle House holds the record for, I've watched somebody get arrested 3 times while I was eating at Waffle House.
Isn't there a thing with Waffle House that it's like the pandemic scale or whatever is like, tailored off of that because they do not close, period.
You know,
and it's like if your local Waffle House closes, you need to get the fuck out.
I don't know about that, but I do know that there's more Waffle Houses in this area than anywhere else in the world.
Hell yeah, dude. We love our...
That's true. That is a true stat. There's a world map that shows like per, you know, level, how many there are everywhere in the world.
Dude, the All-Star special. The All-Star special.
Dude, you can't go fucking wrong with it.
Man, like, you get eggs, bacon, or sausage, or both if you want to spice it up.
Both.
You get grits, or you get a potato, and you get the other fucking thing, bread.
I went into a Waffle
Toast.
House.
Toast. That thing.
I went into a Waffle House so drunk bread, one time. You know. I went to a Waffle House so drunk one time after going to the bars. It was like 2 or 3 in the morning, right? Went in Waffle House, got All-Star Special, fell asleep in there. About 30 or 40 minutes later, a lady woke me up by rubbing my back. And I woke up, and she looked at me, and she goes, "It's okay, sweetheart. You were sleeping. I just want to make sure you're okay." And
I said, "I don't like that, actually."
No, she was so sweet. She, listen.
Dude, that, no, 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 that, no, I don't like no, that
it
at
was
all.
Nice. It
Southern
was nice.
Mammal coming in.
It was a Southern mammal. It really was. And she was black, by the way, so she
oh,
she,
that's even better.
Even
that's,
better.
You can't
food
get
was
more
better.
Comforting.
It sounds like she was, like, grooming you.
Was she overweight?
I was okay with it. She was overweight.
Dude,
she was
the
overweight.
Sweetest.
She had the elbow swing under her arms. You know what I'm talking about?
Jang-a-lang.
The jang-a-lang under the arm. That arm fat.
The turkey gobbler.
She had that. And, she ran back. She said, "It's okay, sweetheart. You fell asleep." And I was like, "Oh, my God, I'm so sorry." And she's like, no, you can sleep. It's okay. You sleep. So I went to sleep, went right back to sleep. Dude. Woke up around 7 in the morning, left.
Waffle House needs to serve alcohol.
They do not. They do
Dude,
not.
Waffle House, are, they have a bar already.
They if absolutely they serve, don't
God,
need to
that
serve
would be,
alcohol.
That would be the club.
Dude, no. If Waffle House served alcohol, everyone would throw up in a Waffle House. Because you go to Waffle House. If you go to Waffle House
Premium
after
prices.
Midnight, if you go to Waffle House after midnight, you're fucking drunk.
Yeah.
You're typically leaving the bar. You don't need... There's a reason the bars close at 3 so people don't kill themselves. You don't need to serve alcohol at the Waffle House.
I mean, if it maintained the same hours.
I think your approach is more, you know, lame. I like yours, Matt. I think that if I'm getting All-Star Special, I should definitely have a fucking pickleback shot right next
to
it.
Dude, they're trying to get so clean with everything. I say put carpet in a Waffle House.
Get a little dirty.
See how dingy you can get
in there. Shag rugs.
Yeah.
Y'all are wild.
No air-conditioned ceiling fans.
Y'all
you know what I'm talking about?
Get a little musty in there.
Yes.
Yeah. Dude, the first restaurant
I want to smell that bacon from a month ago.
This might be the East Tennessee in me, or this might just be being a person. The first restaurant I ever went to drunk was a Waffle House, and I was like 16.
Solid so. Restaurant.
I mean, that's a solid pick. I mean, I was like, it was like 2 in the morning. We walked there. No, fuck. We walked there. We walked like half a mile, and we got there.
Yeah, Waffle House. Waffle House. All right,
so you get one late night drunk restaurant. It's the only one you can eat at.
Waffle House. There's not even a
is
question.
It,
yeah,
Waffle
I mean, like,
there's
Taco
options.
Bell's a contender.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, there's 3 options. Waffle House, Taco Bell, Cookout. That's it.
Oh, Cookout's a good one, John.
I got Cookout right now. Cookout Cheerwine.
Dude, Cookout does slap. I'm eating Cookout.
And that's a shout-out to our sponsor, Cookout. 36 different types of creamy milkshakes that you can get
cooked
there.
Cooked outdoor style. Original hamburgers.
They love God. Dude, they put like a...
That
a,
is like
a
whole
scripture.
Lot. What does it say right there with milkshakes?
Let's
just
go ahead
different
just,
milkshakes?
Let's read it. Okay, not. Proverbs 1:7, premium milkshakes, 36 inches creamery.
36 inches creamery or 36 milkshakes?
36, that's inches. Oh, no.
That's
okay.
A quotation
that's
mark,
quotation
you fucking
mark.
Idiot.
Well, all I saw was one. I saw
his bro,
one.
That's
36
that's,
inch creamery.
You're coming in homosexual at 36 inch damn. Creamery.
One could only dream.
Oh, my God. You all right. I have something special for us, guys. So,
okay. All right, let's get to it.
All right, we've been we finally have implemented a way to have our listeners ask us questions, and I'd like to play the first one. This one is from Josh. Thank you for sending it in.
So, would you rather fight a chicken every time you get in your car, or once a year fight an orangutan with a sword?
That's a good question.
I like the sword parameter.
So every time
makes
you get
it a little bit more fair.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like every time you get in your car, you got to fight a chicken, or once a year, you got to fight something that can kill you.
Look, dude, you grow up in Greene County, you don't fear no chicken. Like, you just grab it by the neck, ring it, and then you got dinner.
Well, here's the
So
other
would
thing.
I rather have free chicken for life? I'd rotisserie, I'd get a Traeger
There's
smoker.
There's a lot of pros when it comes to that one. What I think about is like, do I know when I'm going to fight the orangutan? Is it?
I mean, I guess when a sword appears, you're like, all right, it's on.
I'm assuming you have to keep the sword on you at all times.
No. The orangutan has the sword.
No. You fight the orangutan with a sword.
No.
The
orangutan has the sword.
No, I've heard
you
this question before.
Play it back. I just unplugged it. Hold on.
I've heard this question before. It's would you rather fight an orangutan with a sword? You fight the orangutan with a sword.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Don't play it back. That's the
it
question.
Because I've heard it been asked before. That's the question.
Because here's the thing. Human versus orangutan... orangutan wins. Human with a sword has a chance.
Orangutan, have you seen their fucking teeth?
I just said orangutan wins.
Oh, right? I thought you said human wins.
Right? No. Any human versus orangutan, orangutan definitely wins. So the human gets the
sword. Is it Tang
sword.
Or Tan? I have to fucking know.
Tang.
Orangutan, I thought.
It's orangutan?
He said the orangutan, drinks. But I thought it was orangutan.
Anyway.
What did you say?
I'm just checking.
No, it's like video game style, like, you're walking through the mall and all of a sudden just bing, a sword is like
kinda
floating
like that,
in front of you.
Ooh.
And so you
like
grab
that chicken,
it.
Kind of like that chicken and Family Guy just pops up randomly.
Yes. So now like you've got this sword walking around the mall and you're just fucking looking because you know it's coming.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Or it could be orangutan baller move, walks up and just throws a sword on the ground at you.
Listen, here's
Dude,
the way
there's
I think
no
about
way,
it.
I feel like it would have to have the sword.
No, it doesn't. I'm telling you, have the sword.
Yeah, the human has to have the sword for it to even be remotely
and
close to
a fair fight. An orangutan with a fucking sword? You never were going to win that. I mean, listen to yourself.
Okay, what if I also have a sword?
No, it's
Can
not
it be
a fucking
even
duel.
Sword fight? Yeah.
No. Okay. You have the sword, okay?
Fight a chicken every time you open your car door, or once a year, you and an orangutan have a sword.
Nope, we don't both have one. I have one.
Yeah. I think the human has the sword.
I know that the human has the sword.
And then it's versus the orangutan.
But my answer is, so killing the chicken every time would be really fucking annoying.
Dude, think about this. You get to work, you go inside. Oh man, I left my wallet in the car. You go back out, you got to fight another chicken. You go back in, oh man, it's time to go grab lunch. You go to grab lunch, you fight another chicken.
Not only do you have to fight it, you have to chase it. Because they're not going to come to you, they're going to run.
Well,
so
I mean, I feel like you can figure out like how to like...
After a while, the first couple times...
Look, if the chicken just runs, I'm not fighting it.
It's going to be easy to kill the chicken, though. You just grab it, fucking snap its
neck.
That's
what I'm saying.
But the orangutan, dude, you got to think, man. You wake up...
What an annoyance, though. And you got to deal with the chicken each time.
Rose, I'm going to go ahead and just say it now, dude. If fucking Vegas or MGM had betting odds with you and a fucking orangutan, the orangutan is a minus 1,200 favorite.
But Michael does have a sword.
He does, but does Michael know how to use the sword? Has he been training? Has he been lazy?
I mean, it's a piece of metal with a sharp edge, and I swing it. I've played baseball. I mean, dude,
my thing is, like I said, the chicken, it's annoying. You got to grab it, snap its neck, go on about your day. At some point, you feel kind of shitty about it, but for the most part, it's routine.
I mean, it's food.
You got to think, dude.
You can solve world hunger.
A long day of work, you've been stressed out, you got cussed out today by the boss. You're just pissed the fuck off, and you go outside, and today's the day. You walk outside, and he's just sitting there, and you're like, oh,
good
fuck.
Stress reliever.
Or you're off your game, and it kills you.
Nah.
Yeah,
I ain't dying.
You're not dying to an orangutan. I wonder how many people have died to orangutans.
Dude, orangutans are bigger than
more than one, less than a million.
Then a chimpanzee, and chimpanzee ripped that one lady's face off.
Dude, they're so mean.
Dude, if I have the sword, it's not going to get close to me.
Unless it grabs the fucking sword out of your hand.
Dude, it could grab a sharp blade.
It could pull that bowler move.
Yes.
Because I'll kick it.
It could be a fucking beast of an orangutan. Just takes the hand away. It's just like, fucking cut my hand off. You're going to die. You know what I mean?
Here's the other side of it.
I think
I
could take on a one-handed
orangutan. Is once a year you're killing probably an endangered species, like an endangered species.
I wish all the orangutans would die. That doesn't bother me at all, dude.
We should ask him the question. I don't remember who asked it. It was like, if you could make one animal go extinct. I think you asked that question, actually.
Maybe.
Caleb,
I don't know.
Caleb
asked that question. Yeah.
There's so many I could think of. Ants, goodbye. Orangutans,
goodbye.
Ants would
fuck up the ecosystem.
Don't care. I don't care about that shit. I don't care at all. There's a lot of roaches.
You know,
I saw a roach today that was bigger than my finger.
You know how everyone's trying to save the bees? Tony's like, fuck them bees.
No, bees are cool. Bees. I mean, we need bees.
We need ants.
I guess.
There's this comedian, and he's a vegan, and he's like, so that means I don't eat, you know, like meat or cheese or any animal byproducts except for honey, because fuck bees. And I agree with that. Fuck bees.
But yeah, man, killing a chicken every fucking day, it
Dude,
would just
honey
be routine.
Is good, though.
Honey's okay. It's good.
Honey
but,
Chipotle. Come on, though.
You know what? I don't even give a fuck. I'm going to say it right now, dude. Chipotle don't have shit on Barbaritos.
No. The seasoning.
He's talking about
honey
the sauce.
Chipotle.
I know, but when
Not
you said that,
yeah.
It made me think about Chipotle. And I said this the other day, and
I
someone
did,
argued with me.
Dude, I did eat... Chipotle, we got one locally, and I was not impressed.
Nope.
No.
And they don't even give you chips, bro.
None.
I think Chipotle is... I don't know. I think Chipotle is overhyped for what it is, you know?
I know it's overhyped.
It is the Logan Paul of of burrito Tex-Mex.
Here's my thing, okay? So, Barbaritos, solid. Love me some Barbaritos.
Okay.
Very consistently, like a 6 to a 7 out of 10.
Yeah.
always a 6-7.
Also, guys, if you guys go to Barbarita's, use code Tico and you'll get 10% off your order.
Go. That's not real, but
I just imagine someone going to fucking Barbarita's.
Yeah, they're going to pay. Yeah, Tico,
and they're like, "What are you talking about?"
Huh? They're like Tico, like code Tico. Tree? They're like Trico. Like, you talking about Pokemon right now?
Pico de Gallo, Pico.
Anyway,
it's like, this guy didn't know how to say queso.
Barb's is like always 6-7. Okay.
Yeah,
I'll give them a 7.
Rare they don't miss. Rare that they miss.
Yeah, it's Chipotle, they're pretty consistently a 4-5 to me.
I agree.
But Moe's, let me tell you about Moe's. Moe's, sometimes you go to Moe's, you get a 5.
My anus respects Chipotle a little more, I will say.
Other times,
there's some fear.
Other times you get Moe's and it's a fucking 12/10. Dude, I don't know.
The one thing with Moe's is they've got fat guy food, like that you can get a. Like a crunch wrap where they just fry the cheese on the outside of it.
And they got that food that when you eat it, you feel bad about yourself.
That's what Taco Bell is for me. I just as a general rule avoid Taco Bell.
Really?
That's a commitment. That decides what I do that day.
It sounds like you're a stupid person.
Okay, Taco so Michael, Bell's you're fighting chickens every day. Tony.
I was going to go for the orangutan probably.
Because you said that, I would fight chickens with Taco Bell in my hand.
So Tony's chickens, you're orangutan.
Yeah, I'm going chickens.
I mean, like, okay, so...
Michael, I think you're underestimating orangutans, man. I really do.
Might be, but like they're going to fuck around and find out. Is all I'm saying.
You're going to fuck around and find
here's
out.
Here's the
by
thing.
By death.
Yeah, here's the out. Thing, though.
A gruesome death.
I would rather not have to fight 12 chickens. I go in and out of my car a lot. I'm not trying to fight chickens.
I would limit the amount of times I
go
in my car.
That is true. You get very efficient with the amount of times you go
people
in and
be
out.
Like,
I would Uber. I wouldn't have a car. Is that...
No loophole.
It's any vehicle, bro.
You're just going to get an Uber, and then a chicken's going to pop up out of the fucking like console. And I'm like, where the fuck does the chicken come from?
Like, Tony walks everywhere.
Then yeah. I would Uber, because then I'm in my car all day long.
Yeah,
so I fight one chicken.
What do you do when you got to use the restroom? Old Gatorade trick?
Piss
yeah,
on himself.
Come on, dude.
I got a
bedpan in my car right now.
There's some orangutans that are fucking jacked, bro.
Hold on. I know you don't, but like I... If you
but
really
why
did,
not, right?
I know that you don't have that, but if you really did, I'd be like, yeah, I see the practicality of that. Like,
okay, if you have like a car that can just go for a 1,000 miles without you needing to stop the vehicle, you got a hybrid, you know what I mean? Electric.
You tell me just live in my car?
I mean, you want some room for activities, but you probably want like a activity space. You don't have that in a car, but... You could drive straight to Chicago and never get out of your vehicle if you had a bedpan.
Dude, I'm just fighting the fucking chickens.
Let me tell you something. If you're telling me that Rose is going to beat one of these.
Let me see that.
That's a chimpanzee.
Okay. That is, okay.
I will say, of the primates, orangutan seems to be out of shape.
I think that's a lazy son of a bitch.
Oh, this is the orangutan, right?
Let me see. What you got?
Yes.
That would absolutely fucking destroy you.
He's eating bamboo.
Dude,
I'll give that little bitch a sword. I'll still kill him.
You get the sword.
Nah, he can have it. I don't need it.
Dude, you're
freaking weak.
You're on crack.
Okay, yeah.
You're on crack cocaine, dude.
If I have a sword,
we'd be at your funeral.
Then I might be like, okay, I'm a gladiator. Let's go.
I just don't see the point in that. I just think
it would
be
a big motivation to get stupidly in shape.
Okay.
I'd pick up
what do you
sword
think?
Fighting. I'd do ren
fairs. Let me lay it out for you this way. What do you think the chances are of the orangutan killing you? What are the best odds in a 1v1 battle? You have a sword that the orangutan kills you. Go.
Give the orangutan the sword?
No, you have the sword. You have the sword. What are the best chances they have? Like, what do you
think?
Dude,
if I have the
20,
sword, I'm
80,
not
20?
Dying.
Okay, so you think 100%?
It's not.
There's
dude,
not a
I'm
chance.
I'm not losing that fight if I have the sword.
So
dude.
You think 100%?
Yeah, dude,
bro,
I'm fucking
swords are
winning.
Heavy. Swords are heavy.
Well, we haven't even clarified the sword.
I'm
going to
tell
like
you the true answer.
Like,
I'm going to tell you the true answer.
I die every time.
I think it's
60-40.
I was going to say 60-40.
It's
60-40.
I want to see the peer review study.
Listen, I have.
Look,
sources.
Guys, if you're strapped for cash, I know COVID's affected all of us in a big way. If you're strapped for cash, please just write in. If you will sign a waiver, we will find an orangutan.
We will.
And we will find a sword.
We'll make an event out of it.
I have a sword.
Well, there's one goal already accomplished. But listen, 60-40 split that you're going to kill it. I'll even say 80-20 just to make you feel a little bit more at ease.
You think 1 out of 5 I'm dying?
Listen, there is a chance, one out of five times, you're going to die from ringing.
You know, there's a chance that I get struck by a meteor and die, but dude, I'm not fucking betting on that.
It's not 20%. Attempting to kill you, though, like the orangutan is. It is attempting to kill you. We're thinking, at worst case scenario, it hasn't eaten, it's got kids, you're pissing it off, you have red hair, so it's already mad at you.
Or is it bulls? Like one of those are bulls. Those aren't fucking orangutans, baby. Right.
No, orangutans too. I just know it. I don't know, man. I think that's a dumb
animals
way.
Really don't
you know
like
what?
Red.
You're right. Okay, so here's the thing. Put a blindfold on me.
Oh, God.
Give it the sword. And there's a 0% chance I lose.
Okay, whatever. I think on the flip side, with the chickens, there's a lot of like other aspects that go into it that
they
we don't think
about.
They
got bird flu.
No, think about this. You're a single man. You're out at the bars. You find a nice lady.
I'm not single, though. So it doesn't
matter. I know you're
not. This isn't a scenario for me.
This is a prep. We have listeners.
Yeah.
You're a single man. You go to the bars. You get a couple drinks. You meet this nice lady. You guys decide you want to go back to your place. Little does she know, you're going to murder a chicken before she gets in the car.
I think
you're going to snap its neck
look,
at
you
her
don't,
and go, all right, come on, let's go.
You don't lead with that, but whenever, that's a conversation you have on the way to the
you
car.
You have to have that conversation.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, this is going to sound crazy.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to open the door, and a chicken is going to come at me like a kamikaze,
hey,
and
listen,
I'm going to snap its neck in half.
Listen, I'm going to open the car door, and you're going to see the first cock of the night.
Yeah, exactly. Your odds, your odds of getting laid that night,
you call that a
drastically
cock?
Go down. I mean, realistically, if your closing rate is 90%, it just went down to at least 60.
Still pretty good odds.
Dude, I
still
would be
good
like,
odds, but I mean, you don't want to play around with it.
Oh,
you have
no.
another awkward moment.
Oh, dude, here shit. It is. I would be like Pope or something. So every time I get in the Pope mobile, you just watch me wring a chicken's neck in that bubble.
Dude.
Or you could do a hearse driver.
Ooh. That's good. You work
every time you get in
you're
to drive
an EMT.
That yeah.
You're an EMT. Someone just got in a car wreck and you're like, kill the chicken. Let's get him out of here. Yeah. We got to get him back to the Sycamore Shoals. Kill the chicken.
You're a cop, and every time you arrest somebody, you throw the chicken in the back with them.
Exactly.
If they
I mean, that's
it,
a smart play.
You handcuff them. If they kill it, they're free.
I mean, those are all good plays. I just think.
Would you rather fight an orangutan or a chicken handcuffed, and you're handcuffed?
Chicken and I'm handcuffed.
Yeah, I'd still pick the chicken handcuffed.
Stomp that motherfucker out.
Dude, I'm biting neck.
Chickens are mean, man. You get a chicken with them claws.
Yeah, chickens are mean, but they're 1 foot tall. They're 1 foot tall, and they have no way of attacking
you.
Dude,
you cut a chicken's head
it.
Off, and it still is alive for a little bit.
Still can't do anything.
Yeah, but dude.
It's what's it going to do? Peck?
All I think
I could punt
the disease.
Not gonna,
how far do you think you could punt a chicken?
Dude, okay. Have you
they're
played,
very like,
hold
buoyant.
Have
like,
you guys ever played Fable?
The
played what?
The video game Fable.
No.
I've talked about this game so much.
I've heard it's an amazing game. I've never played it.
Okay. You're just walking around Albion. And there's chickens around. Your nickname is Chicken Chaser.
And you kick them. Chase them?
You fucking kick the chicken. And there's an achievement for how far you can kick a chicken. There's a whole mini game. Based off of how accurate you are when you kick a chicken.
It's how good games used to be, but now
that's a 2003
trash.
Special, boys.
And PETA got involved.
Yeah, then PETA wanted to start their shit up again.
So speaking of eating orangutan.
Right.
Are we eating the orangutan or just killing it?
I mean, both. If I kill something with a sword, I eat it.
Once a year, that's we're good. Having an orangutan barbecue, all right?
Sure, okay.
All right,
I wonder,
ahead,
you know how
it.
Like dogs like the taste of human flesh, they just don't know it? But if they like end up eating
that's
or,
real.
Or biting somebody.
Where did you hear that
okay,
from,
okay, so here's the thing.
That's why they
from
put
me?
The dog down.
From me the other day. I told him this.
Yeah, Michael's my Google source. I wonder if it's the same, like if a cannibal is like, tries it and they're like, man, that's, then you crave it.
You're talking about human flesh?
Yeah, I wonder if it's human on human. I
dude,
wonder if human
makes,
just tastes good.
What makes a person eat a fucking human? Other than
you
like.
You know there was a guy that killed a human and then invited his friends over for dinner and fed him that human? And they didn't know it. That's a true story.
That's like the South Park episode.
They probably
Scott
made it
Malkinson
off him.
Or whatever.
Imagine that you're just sitting there, man, this fucking sausage is killer. And you're like, yeah, it is. Keep eating this.
That's savage, bro.
Yeah, that's exactly what he fucking did.
That is savage.
Dude, minus like the extreme situations where your plane crashes in the Alps and you have to fucking survive. That's one thing, right? That we look past that. I get the necessity there. But what makes a person just be like, you know what? You look tasty.
It's called brain trauma, and they're not right in the head.
Yeah, they're that's. I mean,
what if human really is just disconnect. Fucking so good, dude?
Yeah,
what
that's
if it's just so tasty,
dude. I bet it is.
It's
like,
taboo
they really
to talk
do,
about.
They really do kill dogs. Like, okay, so if you here's the difference between cats and dogs. if you die, you live alone, you die, you have a cat, it's going to eat you pretty quickly. Like, it doesn't give a fuck. It just starts with your face, I think is what you said.
Yeah.
Yeah, cats don't give a fuck. They're savages.
You live alone with a dog. Okay,
and I don't think Kobe could do it.
And you die. They will eventually eat you because they eventually do. Are like, okay, I have to eat, but they're gonna wait a little bit. But if that dog does resort to eating you, they put that dog down because then that dog is going to crave human flesh.
It's gotta be so fucking good, dude.
It has to be.
Cut up a little bit of.
Would you
thigh,
cut? Okay, yeah. Would you cut off a little bit of your thigh and try?
Absolutely
it?
Not. I would not do that.
That's how it starts. Really, is three dude. Guys having a conversation like, man, I bet human tastes
you
good.
Get so
and then one
to
of
it.
Us gets home and we're like, man, I'm hungry, but I'm not trying to go to Waffle House.
It's like
and you just cut a little sliver. I mean, just a little bit.
And you're so drunk, it didn't really hurt that bad.
Yeah, you're like a fucking heroin addict, but you start scratching, God damn, some more of that thigh,
yeah,
bro.
Dude. You cut a little ass cheek off, and you just cook it up like Spam. Put it on some toast.
Guys, I've been meaning to invite you.
That's why zombies never stop fucking eating, bro. They're so the human flesh is so fucking good.
Guys, I...
It just fucks with their inhibitions enough to where they're like, I'll try human. And then they do it and they're like, damn, bro.
God, that shit good.
I've been meaning to invite y'all. I'm having a little bit of a cookout on Sunday and I'd love for y'all to be there.
And Caleb really? Is missing, oddly enough.
Haven't heard Caleb's voice in a while, have we?
We're going to be eating some good food, huh?
Yeah.
The thing is with cannibals.
Sometimes when you bite into it, it might make a.
No. The thing with cannibalism, though, is like if you eat the same thing that you are, it fucks up your brain. Like,
yeah,
you go
there's chemicals,
psychosis.
In it. Yeah.
So, like, that's mad cow disease.
They don't want you to eat it.
Well, like, cow, like,
show me the reports.
Farmers started feeding cows beef to bulk them up, mm-hmm. and that's how mad cow disease started.
Is
so,
that real?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you don't know everything.
Okay.
Michael.
When you eat, would you rather every time you eat, every bite you take, you get brain freeze? Or you burn your mouth a little bit.
How bad?
How bad, yeah.
The burning.
I've
how
almost
the
cried
burning?
From a brain freeze yeah. before.
I mean, a burn equivalent to a brain freeze.
But after a while, your mouth would be numb.
Yeah.
It would just hurt so bad.
I got to go burn because for a while it's going to suck. And eventually, I'm just not going
to
feel anything anymore.
I'm going to have to go burn too because brain freezes, dude.
Do you think your body acclimates to that
has
burn?
To. Has to. But
oh, yeah, dude.
You just have a callous tongue.
I don't know if your brain can acclimate to a
you
brain
just don't
freeze,
taste buds
though.
Anymore.
So you would rather never taste food than
yeah.
have a brain freeze?
100%.
Dude, I'm telling you, every time I have a brain freeze, there's a moment after it where I go, I definitely overreacted right there. Every time I have a brain freeze, I put my hands on my knees, I close my eyes, and I just look down, and I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah, dude. It's like it's like when you get like jump scared, like
yeah.
you walking through your house and your wife jumps out from behind the corner. Something
and you
like
punch her and you're like, what?
Yeah. You just like, you fly off the handle way too extreme.
Yeah.
You know, and then like, you're like, I'm so sorry I said that. I just, that made this situation bad.
I didn't mean most of those things.
Yeah.
You know what you're supposed to do when you get a brain freeze? You're supposed to lick the top of your mouth and that helps.
Yeah, they say that, but guess what? It doesn't help.
You know, and no, here's the thing with the brain freeze.
I mean, you
freeze.
Have 36 inch creamery milkshakes. So.
Is that warm cream or is that?
Shit's good as fuck, man.
No, the thing with a brain freeze remedy is it's literally just, hey, do this to distract you because there's nothing to stop a brain freeze.
Yeah, it's bad.
Dude, I don't think scientifically you can.
I think he's right.
I think it's like, oh, yeah, do 32 jumping jacks.
If you rub your tummy and pat your head, it'll go away in no time.
Yeah. Write a short story and it'll go away.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, yeah, it's
an article.
It took 15 fucking minutes to go through that. It's like, of course it went away.
Yeah, I'm not doing that shit, dude. I would rather burn my tongue every time.
Yeah, I would like. I would straight up rather not taste anything ever
okay.
again than live
no,
another
okay.
70 years
the,
of brain
with the
freeze.
Burn, it never, like, you never acclimate to it.
I don't even care.
Because you wouldn't acclimate to the... To the brain freeze,
I don't care.
Right?
So I would still.
You feel it burn every
I
time.
I can. I'll get a bite of the burn, and then I'll just drink some water, and then I'll be fine.
I would just get like some numbing cream and put it in my mouth, and be like, "I didn't even feel the burn this time." That's what I would do.
Would you rather never have any kids, or have 9 kids?
9.
9?
Yeah. My dream's to be a dad, dude. I want to be a fucking dad. I want a football team. I want a fucking whole team in my name.
I mean, you can have more than 9
listen,
if you want.
Listen,
yeah.
Dude, at that point, I got a fucking army. I could do anything
bro,
I want.
Dude, you got a basketball team.
I got
a
small
bench.
Militia at my house. If you piss me off.
But the cost.
Dude, that just gives me a reason to work harder. I already want like, dude, bro. I want like four kids.
I definitely want kids for sure, too, yeah. Without a doubt. But I do not. Nine is a lot. I guess if you like cheaper by the dozen, it right. So like, by the time you're having eighth or ninth, it's like you got someone that's the oldest two. It's like 17.
The odds of one of my kids going to the NBA went up so much higher. But nine kids, man, I mean, obviously I'm a little apprehensive to it, but I would rather have that than no kids.
I think
kids.
It would be, yeah. Yeah, if it was zero or nine, I do think I'd pick nine.
It'd be awesome, man. It'd be awesome. Think of all the
I want kids.
It would be awesome, and it would be terrible. There's like two sides to
both
cool of them.
It's cool, and it's like, it sucks till the last one's like 20.
I'd bump it up to 10 at that point.
Might as well make it an even. You have two basketball teams.
Yeah, dude, if I'm going to have nine, there's no way I'm not making a 10th. There's not a chance.
I can run scrimmages.
Or are you Quentin Tarantino? You got a 10 film.
Yeah. I mean, dude, I already want Grace to have twins. It's the first time we have kids. Like, I would. That's what.
Dude,
like, my
that's efficiency.
Goal. That's my preferred goal.
That's my mindset. I would love first kid, twins. I've got two in the back. I'm good.
We want 2 to 3. But I tell you right now,
I'm doing
like,
back to back.
If we have like twins right at the gate, like I'd be like, oh hell yeah.
I'm doing 96, 97 Bulls. I'm going right back to back.
You only have to pay for one. one hospital stay for delivery.
Exactly. I'm gonna have. Once we have our first kid, I'm already progressing on to the next one. I'm trying to have another one right then.
I do feel like it would be hard to really like show a fair amount of attention to nine kids.
Yeah.
So you're gonna have a favorite. I mean, you got nine kids.
There's always
a
favorite.
There's one that you're like, he pisses me off pretty
bad. It's unspoken, but it's like, yeah, that's
it. Yeah, you're never gonna tell the third oldest that they're your favorite.
No, I would tell them all that, hey, don't tell your brothers and sisters, but you're my favorite.
It's
such
bullshit whenever parents go, oh, we love all of our kids equally. Bullshit. My mom definitely loved me more than my brother and still does. Yeah. All right, Josh, if you're listening, sorry, bro. She loves me way more.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's fucked, Josh.
Anyway. Get fucked. He's a bitch anyways. I mean, it's one of those things that like, if I have kids, there's going to be one that's my favorite. And that could change. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, because you've got a kid. You've got one kid that's going to make it in the NBA.
Oh, God, I love
and
him.
You've got another kid that's like, into like making like quartz necklaces.
I don't know if
like
me and that kid even talk. I don't even know if me and that kid communicate.
The oldest one. Okay, so let's say you have like four kids, right? Your oldest one is going to Harvard, and you're like, oh my God, this is my favorite one, right?
My seed.
Love it. Yeah. Love it. The fourth kid ran up the back, gets drafted to the Lakers.
I mean,
all of a sudden you don't love the Lakers. You don't love the Harvard kid anymore. You
not
just
as
love
much.
Well, I love
kid.
One and four the same, but not as more than I love two and three.
Yeah, I mean, one and four, those are the golden kids.
Yeah,
man.
Let's sit down. Look at your
one
siblings.
One and four. One's going to Harvard. Four's going to the NBA. Number three is involved in a fucking pyramid scheme, and number three is in prison. I mean, so.
Yeah, one guy's like does UPS or something.
You got you mean
that's a good job though.
It is a good job, but it's not like. Oh man, I'm so glad you deliver packages. Yeah. I know your brother like fucking yams on Giannis every night, but
but
you do a good job.
I mean, at that point, all of us wouldn't work if my kid was in NBA. He'd take care of all of us. I'm assuming. I hope, unless he's like Drew Brees. Drew Brees.
I mean, okay,
talk
if you have
family.
Nine kids, you got
to
take care of nine kids yourself.
And you need to be in the NBA at that
and
point.
And your wife, dude. Yeah. Dude, you're getting signed on a $1 million contract. You can't afford to support 12 people.
If you invest it right, maybe 2 or 3 years later you can.
Yeah, whenever you're getting LeBron contracts.
Yeah, well, is he like Luka or is he like McClung, right? Like, yeah, he made the cut. He's on the team. Got to give credit where credit's due.
Yeah.
But he's not getting the fucking mega deal.
He ain't no D-Lil.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, dude, I read this interesting fact about Dame Lillard, right? Hasn't played with like a defensive player of the year, a coach of the year, a rookie of the year. Like hasn't played with any accoladed teammate in the past like 6 years.
How many championships has he
won? And he's gone to
everyone?
Every single
playoffs.
The playoffs.
Yeah, but it's, I mean, those are awesome, but would he rather have that stat or the stat saying he won a championship?
Oh, I mean, I'm sure for him, he's like, can we please get a mega team?
You want to know another crazy stat? James Harden has got more three-pointer and ones than all of the Lakers team.
Like he's drawn more three-point fouls.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, than the entire Lakers organization.
No, than any team in the organization.
Yeah.
Other than the Rockets because he did it for
all
the
Rockets.
Rockets,
yeah.
Yeah, him by himself.
That's fucking crazy.
It's like 500 and something.
Yeah.
What the hell? How?
Because he knows how to, when he jumps
knows
up,
how to
he,
flop.
He kicks his legs out forward.
That's
so
getting ready
contact.
To go away though. The NBA, and then he falls. The NBA is taking all that shit away now.
What, flopping?
No, they're making it to where you can't shoot into someone to draw a foul. So you know how some people pump fake, and then when the guy jumps, they lean forward and get hit. You can't do that anymore.
Good.
If you do that, it's a no call.
Good.
Did you see where the patch dropped Cam Newton?
Yeah. Yes, I did. That's crazy, dude.
Is it? So he can still get signed, right?
Yeah, he can still get signed. There was a lot of speculation going around that he got dropped from the Patriots because he was not vaccinated. I'm here to say that is not true. The accusations came out today. They are not true. He just sucks.
I know nothing of the subject. I do have a chicken question for you guys.
Okay. A chicken question?
Yeah, I meant to ask it earlier, but I forgot I had it. Okay.
Okay.
How many chickens do you think it would take to kill an elephant?
To kill an elephant? Ooh.
I don't think they could.
No, they could. You would just have to have... I mean, I'm talking like 5,000. And you got to put them all in a room so that essentially the elephant suffocates.
Like, yeah. Yes. If they could suffocate, if they could just completely body pile on top of it. But they're not tearing through that hide.
Okay, so you know how in chicken fights, they like strap knives to the chicken.
Put like a razor on
them. Yeah.
How many chickens with razors on the switchblade?
Chickens with razors?
Yeah.
How like properly attached are the razors? Are they not coming off?
Not coming off.
And they're on the flaps?
Their little feet.
No, they do it on their feet.
They do it on the feet?
Because that's how they attack.
Ooh, then he would bleed out if you had like 1,000.
I don't know, man. Elephant skin's thick.
Elephant skin's thick, but is it thick against 5,000 razor blades?
There's a special gun that you use to kill elephants.
I don't know,
that's how thick their skin is.
Maybe. I don't know.
Dude, and with that gun, even if you shoot them like in the body, you're not killing. Like you have to essentially shoot an elephant in the temple.
Dude, I don't think I could shoot an elephant. I really don't think I could. Like if an elephant is charging at me,
they're
like,
too peaceful. It would be like
shooting
$10
million. Can you shoot that elephant?
Dude,
here's $10 million.
Yeah, no. For 10 mil, but
yes.
But like exactly. Safari hunt stuff, like
I wouldn't pay 20 grand to go fucking shoot an elephant.
I want to speak on this.
I get killing a predator because it's like, oh, that thing could have killed me. That's why, you know what I mean? Like, hunting bears is pretty cool.
But even then, like, you're putting yourself in the environment to where it could kill you. Like, it's not going to just hunt you down at your house.
Yeah,
like,
but I mean, I understand a predator more than just, if I went out into the woods to bear hunt, yes, I've put myself in the situation.
Yeah.
But then I encounter a bear, you know, you kill that. There's a certain level of like, well, it could have killed me even though I put myself here.
Yeah.
But I'm not going out into just a farmer's field and just shooting a cow in the head. Like, there's just no hunt in that. There's no sport involved, I feel like.
I agree. The thing about trophy hunting, everyone gets so up in arms about trophy hunting and they get so upset about it. What you got to think about also is there's another, you know, side of this story as well, because I watched the Joe Rogan Experience and they talked about this because the guy that was on it was a trophy hunter. Do you know that when you go trophy hunting, all of the money that is raised to go, so if it's 20, 30, 40,000, all of that money has to go to the indigenous tribe that lives in that area?
Man, there's like companies that though.
It
that
has
do
to.
It.
It's
they're like these like luxurious.
I'm telling you.
Like cabin stays and.
I think it's like 95% of it
probably,
has to go to the.
They probably get you pay for a like a ticket like you would a tag.
Yeah.
To go hunting like. So you would pay for your tag, and they probably 100% of that probably goes to the local tribes.
All of the meat that is gathered goes to the tribe.
But everything outside of that, your stay there, your travel, all of that shit, that's just that company.
Yeah,
I guess that makes sense.
And did you know that all of like the tribes that live over in these countries, they want us to do that? They're not upset that we're killing the fucking lion that's going to kill their fucking mother every night. You know what I mean? Like... They're not upset about it. They're happy about it because they get money, food, and they get less threat out of it.
Here's an unpopular opinion.
It's the first world people that get upset about it.
Here's the unpopular opinion. If you're going to live in the fucking Serengeti, I understand you can't just pack up and move away. But you also can't be like, woe is me. We're getting attacked by lions. You live in their environment.
Are you hearing this, man?
Dude, okay, similarly, Mother Nature's purge.
Let me set the stage for you, Matt.
Hold up. Mother Nature's purge. Are you ready for this? Natural disasters, right? Hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, tsunamis, blizzards, all that shit.
Can't really predict some of those.
So if you live, and again, I understand, you can't just up and root everything, but if you live below sea level, you can't be shocked when a Katrina happens.
No, they're not shocked.
When you live in somewhere called
it to happen.
Tornado Valley, and your house gets taken away by a tornado, where do you live? Tornado Valley.
I'm baffled by the way that you're saying this right now.
Tony's like personally offended right now.
Because you got to think, the people that live there, they're not like, woe is me, another lion killed a family member. They're like, this is, I'm sad. I'm depressed. It's not like, oh, I can't believe this happened. They're being hunted.
I'm not partaking in either side of it. I'm not partaking in either side of it, but I think Matt's point is don't live there.
What are you going to do? You make 7 cents a year. How are you going to get into America? How are you going to get anywhere?
I mean, get good at running. Don't
look at me. I'm not arguing either side of it.
You love your family? They're not coming.
I'm not the one making the argument. Look at Matt. He's the one making the argument.
Who, his family was from South Africa, and their dad straight had to kill a lion with a knife.
That's fucking bad.
Dude, he's one of the most badass people I've ever met, but dead ass, they got home from like whatever you do in South Africa, and they're getting out of the van, and there's a lion in their yard.
Yeah.
And it's just like coming at him.
You know Manute Bol, the tall NBA player?
Yeah.
He killed a lion killed the lion and gave it to his wife's father to ask for permission to marry his wife.
That's baller.
That is, yeah.
And then went and played in the NBA.
I need to redo my asking the father-in-law.
Yeah. I asked him while I was fucked up on NyQuil in the living room while I was falling asleep. Okay, this is a funny story.
I'm ready. Yeah, let's hear it.
All right, so I was moving out of my apartment to move into my new apartment with Grace. But in that in-between period, I needed somewhere to stay because the timing didn't line up for everything. So I stayed with the in-laws. And,
nothing wrong with that.
I stayed with them for about 2 weeks. And I had already knew that I was going to propose to Grace, but I just needed to get I needed to ask, the father, and I needed to, do all those little things. So I'm at work one day. I'm like, you know what? Tonight's the night. Grace, she works really late. I get home early. I'll get a chance to talk to the in-laws and, her parents and do the damn thing. I'm like, cool. I also had a little bit of a cough, just a little bit of a sniffle and a cough. And I was like, man, I don't feel that good. I need to take some medicine just to make me feel a little better.
So you just turned the bottle up and drank it?
Hold on. So I called my mom and I was like, Mom, I don't feel very good. Like I had like the sniffles, I got a cough, itchy throat, all that. Like, what's the best thing I should take just to feel a little bit better? My mom said, just go get you a bottle of NyQuil, down that, you'll be good. I was like, well, I'm at work.
The whole thing?
No, hold on.
Not even DayQuil, NyQuil.
NyQuil. It was nighttime, by the way, but whatever.
At least she was leading you in the right direction.
Hold on. So I told her, I was like, Mom, I'm at work right now. I mean, I shouldn't take it right now, right? Because I still got to drive home. She goes, that shit, Tony, it's all a scam. It doesn't really make you tired. You're fine. Just take a little bit of NyQuil. By the time you get home, you'll be feeling better.
That is false, by the way.
I was like, all right.
Well, that is, yeah, that's, she led you astray.
Listen. I was working in Piney Flats, and I lived in Elizabethton, so I had a 20-minute drive.
Yeah.
So I take it about 20 minutes before I got to leave work, and I'm starting to feel a little groggy. I was like, yeah, it's just placebo effect. I'm not fucking tired. Clock out, get ready, lock up, getting ready to walk to the car. And I'm like, I'm pretty tired. And I sit in the car for about 5 minutes to gather myself. And at this point, I'm starting to realize, I think Mom was wrong. So I turn the car on. I get the AC going. I start driving down the road. And I'm like, I'm trying to ice myself out.
Yeah, I see you.
I'm almost falling asleep. I'm so tired. I roll down the window, and I swear to God, I put my head out the window as I'm driving down the road.
Maybe
so
the wind.
I swear to God. I was like, I had my eyes wide open. The wind's hitting me in the fucking face. I finally get to my destination of the in-law's house. They're not there yet. They're coming home from a football game. So they're like, I already texted them. Say, hey, can we talk when you guys get home? They kind of already knew. They're like, yeah, we'll talk whenever we get home. Not a problem. At this point, when I'm at home, I already know how big of a mistake I've made. All right. But there's no way that I can back out. They know, and I know, that I'm asking for their hand and for their permission to marry their daughter. Everyone knows it. Like, it's just a matter of time.
It's a formality at this
point. It's a formality at this point. And they already know that that's why I've asked them to talk. I can't bitch out of it. I literally was sitting there. I was like, maybe if I just go fall asleep, they'll just be like, oh, we'll talk tomorrow. Can't do that. You can't just go to sleep. So they come in and I'm like, I'm going to preface this by saying that I drank a normal amount of NyQuil before I came here, not knowing it was going to make me tired.
Was it just a normal amount?
No.
Okay. No. I was going to say,
she said just down it.
Yeah. So you drank the whole bottle.
I drank a good amount.
Okay.
And I am.
It tastes bad enough.
At this point, I'm slurring my words.
But
at this point, my eyes are like visibly glowing.
At this point, they think you just drove home from the bar.
Yeah, and yeah. I had to tell them that because I didn't want them to think I was on drugs or something, which, I mean, I was, but, I didn't want them to think that I was fucked up.
You didn't want them to know that you were already doing heroin.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But half of my senior year was fueled by NyQuil.
I went through, I already had a whole speech laid out. I went through the whole speech, killed it. You know.
Did you?
No, in your head you did.
In my head I did. In their head, they were like, yeah,
I gave a speech drunk one time, and I thought it was really good, but somebody took a video of it, and I did not do that good when I watched it back.
I thought I killed it. I felt like I was like Leo in that moment.
Dude, it's like the episode of Family Guy where they start smoking weed again, and then when they're high, they think they're good at playing music.
Yeah.
And then so they go to do like perform a show, and they get high and they start playing, and they're like, it's this elaborate, amazing show. But then they pan to the perspective of the audience, and they're just like naked on stage, just screaming.
I'm assuming that after I walked out of that room and went downstairs to go to sleep, they were like, wow, that was bad.
But dude, my senior year, we would take some NyQuil in the morning, first period.
Stay awake?
Yeah, because you're forced to stay awake, right? Yeah. So, like, you can't really sleep in class. And then in between, you're, like, groggily walking to your next class. Dude.
Damn, that poor man's lean.
Dude, you can make half a year of seniors go away.
You don't
away,
remember bro. Half of your senior year. Dude.
All A's.
I did have something I wanted to bring up to you guys today. I don't know if either of you guys have heard this story yet. Have you guys heard the story of that happened this past weekend of IMG Academy, the football team, the high school football team, playing Bishop Sycamore? You know the story?
Yes.
You don't know the story, right? All right, I'm going to set the stage for you. All right. So IMG is a high school football team that is world renowned. It's got the absolute best players of the country playing for their team. Because as you know, like when players get to a certain caliber, a lot of times they'll transfer from school to school.
Yeah.
So IMG is the god tier of high school football. I mean, they are amazing. So ESPN put on a show, they premiered a game between IMG Academy playing another school called Bishop Sycamore. Now, Bishop Sycamore is a self-proclaimed store that had, you know, multiple top recruits and D1 athletes and all this. And it came to be that that is not the truth.
Dude, the coach fluffed it all.
He lied about everything. They're not even a real high school.
IMG Academy's not?
No.
Bishop Sycamore.
Oh, Bishop IMG Sycamore. Yeah, is a very real.
The coach of that school was like, yeah, I've got multiple D1 recruits on this team. Like, we're going to give them the best run for their money. This is going to be the best show. And they're not even an actual team. He just got together some adults.
Yes.
Grown-ass men. That wanted to play on TV.
The players on this team were ranging from ages 18 to 24.
And lost
56-0.
Of course they fucking lost.
To IMG Academy.
A team of grown-ass men.
Dude, these are just dudes they found at the bar. Of course they lost. Yeah.
It's his uncles.
In their past two games, they've lost 96-0. In the past two games. And
more than one game?
Oh, yeah. They played multiple games.
Against the Academy?
Just different people that didn't have enough background to check to see that this wasn't real. There's like, oh, we just beat the fuck out of that team.
Yeah.
Literally, the head coach and the assistant coach both have pending fraud charges on them that they found out. Like, it's the and ESPN aired it all and had no idea. They didn't do any check. They didn't do any background check to make sure this was real or legit. They just knew, hey, IMG's down to play them.
ESPN lost their job, or do you think it's a good thing because
I know it's getting that ESPN, someone lost their job.
But, dude, think of how much exposure ESPN's getting right now.
Yeah, they put high school students at risk to play adults.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about the legality of it.
Yeah, there's a lot. Like, the commentators talked about in the middle of the game, they were like, there's just... At this point, we know that there's no way that this is real. They were like, they said that the commentators were like, clearly someone did not do the right amount of research on this team because we can't find them anywhere. We don't know where their school is.
And they're just getting stomped.
And they're getting stomped. And any player they looked up that was on the other team, they couldn't find anything about.
Was it all fake names? Or
no, they're real names. But okay. If you're a D1 athlete, you're going to be listed.
Yeah, you're on. What's
yeah,
it called?
People know about you.
Max Preps.
Yes.
You're going to be listed on Max Preps. None of the players were listed. Some of the players used to be like D3, you know, recruits or D1 recruits that didn't make it or whatever, but it was a shit show, dude.
Dude, that's fucking hilarious.
Is that not crazy?
I just can't believe that, like, that shouldn't slide through the cracks.
All the IMG players are making TikToks like, can't believe we beat all these fucking grown men's asses and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, of course they are, as they should be.
Yeah, dude.
All right, guys, thank you for listening to this episode of Three Guys in Ties, and thank you, Tony, for joining us this week.
Whoop, whoop.
We really appreciate you. It's been a lot of fun. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Three Guys in Ties and send us your suggestions. And hey, if you want to hear yourself played live, like you guys heard Josh asking a question, send us a recording of you asking a question. Send some shit in to threeguysintiespodcast@gmail.com or just DM us on Twitter and we'll figure it out from there. But anyway, thank you all. We'll catch you next week. Don't forget to check out Uday at the Nutty Java in the Johnson City Mall and use our promo code SCURVY10 for 10% off your order. But we'll catch y'all next week. Peace.
Peace.